Hey guys, welcome back to the 22nd episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar, and in this episode, I'm going to go over the top 10 most annoying brawlers in the game. Okay, so before I get into that, some announcements. So, again, this is a pre-recording. You will be hearing this on Friday, but I'm going to be posting it on... Yeah, you'll hear you. I'm going to be posting it on Friday, but I'm recording this on Sunday. So, this episode, again, has been in the back of my head, like the last one, for a pretty long time. And I've already written down all of it. I had to change some things because the meta has been changing lately. So, something crazy happened today. I finally got Gold Free Sam! Yes, I'm so happy. I was just like pushing my Sam. It's pretty early in the morning. It's 11:30. So I'm so happy. I look like I love it now. It's so fun to have a mastery title. I'm probably going to be pushing for Leon maybe next, or Leon or Pam, one of those, because they're good. I have to go swimming in about like 15 minutes. So, I have swimming classes. I know how to swim. It's just that I need to learn it professionally. My mom says so. She took me to swimming classes. So, I have that in about 15 minutes. So this episode is going to be really like not too long, not too short, but I will try to make it, interesting. So, the ladies challenge is still going on, but it will end tomorrow. So, definitely be playing all your Pams, Pipers, Pennies, all of those. What did I just say with P? I don't know. But, all the letters start with P. All the names start with P. Sorry. Definitely be trying to play those, because we might get a legendary starter tomorrow. I bet we do, because I know some people are just grinders. I only have gold 2 mastery, so I don't really like it. Two of my friends have diamond 1. They're just like grinders, and all they do is play Brawl Stars. Like literally, they're nothing. That they don't do anything else. School, play Brawl Stars. Home, play Brawl Stars. When you eat, they're not really my friends, but yeah, I don't know, really, there isn't that much things, like, except the new season is out. I did say in my last episode, I don't know why, but I don't like Trophy Escape. Like, if you play, I don't know why I actually can't win. Like, I really don't like it. I got gold free. Yeah, there's nothing really that interesting happening right now, but if anything else happens, then I might, like, if anything massive happens, then I might make a bonus episode on in England, because if you didn't know and you didn't listen to my last episode, well, when you're listening to this, I am already in England. I'm probably chilling, doing something now, because I can't wait for that. This is just a little bit of, like, it's not really personal, but it doesn't really relate to Brawl Stars. I did buy a drone and 4 Brawl Stars figures from Amazon, so I can't wait for those. I think they have already arrived in England, but I'm going to be able to like film videos with the drone because it has a camera, and Brawl Stars figures, they're going to come to my collection. Okay, well, this isn't going to be in any segments because, like I said before, I need to do this fast, and I do have a timer going on, so you might hear that. But I'm going to go over the top 10 most annoying brawlers in Brawl Stars right now. Okay, so the 10th most annoying brawler in the game is Piper. So this is just like my opinion. It's remember, if you have your opinions and you maybe think that Piper, like, she's not annoying at all, but especially if you're like, if you're a close range brawler, or if you don't have any like movement mechanics like jumping like Edgar, or the mushroom gadget for Cordelius, or Buzz's super, if you don't have any of those, then you're dead. And Piper, she's so good. Like, she can just snipe everybody out of the air. 4,000 damage for one hit is crazy. She's really good, and especially now with that ranked mode, the modifier, what was it called? The one where it, like, reloads a third of your, ammo? Oh, another crazy thing that's going on right now is Gene. He has unlimited ammo in ranked if you have that ammo, what's it called? Why do I keep saying ammo? But if you have that, I don't know what the modifier is called, but I think you, like, know. Okay, so yeah, getting back into it. Yeah, Piper, she's a really annoying brawler. She's really strong. She snipes you out of the air easily. Well, not out of the air, but just, like, she snipes you. And yeah, I think that she's really annoying. The ninth most annoying brawler in the game is actually two brawlers, Larry and Lori. Well, kind of one, kind of two. But I think they're annoying just because of how fast their attacks, like, if you get up close to them, you're dead. Because their attacks, they press them, and they instantly explode. Not like Dynamite, where they kind of, like, stay on the ground for a second and only then explode. But their tickets explode, like, completely, really fast. So I just think that they're really annoying. They've been destroying the meta. I don't know, really. I haven't been seeing them that much lately anymore. But I think I'm happy that they didn't nerf them to the ground. They're not the most OP brawler in the game right now, but they're not the strongest brawler. Okay, now the eighth most annoying brawler is Squeak. So, oh, he's so annoying, especially his slowing gadget, his super, his star power that slows you with his super, his main attacks. It's like his attack is so wide, it just sticks you. Like, oh, he's so annoying. And if you think Squeak is annoying, then definitely shout that, like, say that in the Q&A. So, yeah. The seventh most annoying brawler is Charlie. When she cocoons you, it's so annoying. Like, basically, I was playing my Sam yesterday, pushing him to the gold 3. And, a Charlie pops out of the bushes in a solo showdown. And she just cocoons me, and I can't do anything, and then I die. Oh, it's so annoying. And especially, like, when the smoke comes in, you have some, like, 2,000 damage dealt off you from the smoke in the end. And then she just deals, like, oh, it's so annoying. Charlie, she's the most, like, one of the most annoying brawlers in the game. And I definitely see why you would like to smash your phone because of her. The sixth most annoying brawler in the game is Kit. His cardboard gadget, it's just like, he might not be the best brawler in the game or OP like he was before, but his cardboard gadget, he just, like, I think it's not fair, and I'm kind of sad for Leon, that basically Kit's cardboard gadget is 1 second or 1 or 2 seconds less than Leon's super. And that is so unfair, because he has 4 of those per match if you have the gadget gear, and Leon sometimes only gets like 2 or 3. And that's just, like, I think it's not fair. And Kit, he's annoying, especially when he jumps on you and you can't do anything. And then his teammates come along and kill you. And I just think, like, Kit, yeah, he's a really annoying brawler. Also, if you have a Kit on your team and they're bad, because a lot of Kits aren't the best, but if you're playing against a good one, then it's annoying. And if you have a Kit on your team that's, like, annoying, then, Yeah, Kit, he's one of the most annoying brawlers in the game, and I really don't like him. The fifth most annoying brawler in the game is Fang. So this is where, like, basically you break your phone, destroy your life, and uninstall Brawl Stars. From the five most annoying brawlers in the game, I hate them. So, number 5, Fang. I hate him, especially with his triple or quadruple or... Oh, wait, 5v5 isn't out. I just realized, okay, so with his triple kills, he's so annoying. Yeah, Fang, I hate him. I wanted them to delete him from the game, maybe even rework him. I did do, my last episode was reworking the top 5 worst brawlers in the game, so definitely go check that one out. But yeah, like I was saying before, Fang, he's a really annoying brawler. I don't like him. I think they made him too OP, and I just think, like, with his triple kills, with his stun gadget, with his insane damage, with his hypercharge, he's like, yeah. Okay, the fourth most annoying brawler is Miko. So, from the four most annoying brawlers, yeah, you just want to die, basically. So Miko, he just jumps over your shots. It's like, you know that he only has 3 ammo, but in the end, it feels like he has 10, because he, like, just shreds you down. And also, if he, like, only has 3 in the end, not 4 because of his star power, he just jumps away, like, somehow he gets another ammo and he jumps away. Nico, really annoying. He's also, like, probably, in my eyes, he's probably, like, the second or the best brawler in the game. But, yeah. Okay, now, the third most annoying brawler in the game is Edgar. So, Edgar, yeah, he's just, oh, he's basically smushed the auto-aim button just like Fang, with his funny purple button, with his funny super button, with his funny attack button. Oh, Edgar, he's too OP. He, like, can get triple kills also really easily, especially with his hypercharge. And I just think that Edgar, they didn't need to make him his hypercharge. They didn't need to make him his A star power for him and to make him so OP. I just think Edgar, he's been really good in the meta lately, and he's, like, one of the most annoying brawlers in the game. Before we get into the two most annoying brawlers of the game, I'm going to go over, like, 2 or 3 honorable mentions. So, one of the honorable mentions is Spike, especially with his curveball gadget, star power, like, somehow his little spikes that come out of his massive ball of Spike, just, like, get to you, they kill you. He does so much damage. He has pretty fast DPS. Yeah, he's just really annoying, and Spike, definitely one of the most annoying brawlers in the game. Then I have Dynamike, so with his stun gadget, with his super, with his funny purple button, with his jumping, is like, if you're playing against somebody who knows how to play Dynamike, yeah, you've lost. I was playing today, my Sam, and 2 games before my Gold 3 win, I was playing against the Dynamike, and, like, with the Dynasty Mike skin, and he was so OP, like, nothing could do about him. And I'm not joking, he had 3 hypercharges in 1 minute. 3. He was cycling supers on us. There was nothing we could do. We lost in the end. We didn't even get a goal. And I remember us just being pushed back all the time, and then, like, that's why I put him, like, in the honorable mentions. Okay, and the last honorable mention will be Buzz, especially now with his hypercharge. I've only, like, fought against it once or twice, but he can basically stun lock you. Him just, like, webbing around the map. He's, like, super strong, super annoying, and I think Buzz, he's probably, like, he should be on this list, but really all the honorable mentions are the top 5 most annoying brawlers. Again, it's just I haven't said them. So, yeah, now going back into the top 10 most annoying brawlers. Okay, so the second most annoying brawler and the first most annoying brawler is Tick and Crow. So, a lot of people think that Tick is the most annoying brawler, but my argument is Crow. He won't let you heal. He chips away your damage. You think that he has little damage, but in the end, like, super fast. In Heist, with his hypercharge, you've lost, like, instantly. Super jumps away. He has low health, jumps away. Nothing happens to him. Crow, I think he's the most annoying brawler in the game. And the second most annoying brawler is Tick. And, like, basically everybody thinks Tick is the most annoying brawler. But I think, yeah, his mines, they stay in the ground. That is pretty annoying and all. But I just think that Tick, he deserves to be number 2 and not 1. Okay, so that is going to be wrapping it up for the top 10 most annoying brawlers in Brawl Stars that are right now. So I hope you liked this episode, and I will see you in the next one. I'm not going to go over the Q&A, but in the next episode, I'm going to be probably back from England. Yeah, I'm going to be back from England. So right now I'm in England, probably playing with my drone or playing with the action figures or reading a book or something like that. But I have to go to swimming now. So I'll see you in 2 weeks from my time. Bye.